Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Penske File. I'm Penske. We got something new here today. No gaming, no board gaming, no video gaming related material posting up here. I've been inspired by the X-Files Files, which is a podcast done by Kumail Nanjiani. And he's basically going through mostly every episode of the X-Files and doing a podcast dedicated to it. It's one of his favorite shows. The podcast is great. Check it out. It's called X-Files Files, and it is something interesting that I think more people should do with shows. I know a lot of people do them already, but a lot of my favorite shows don't have many of them at all when you think about how vast this internet world is at this point, that you think there'd be more of these podcasts for all these shows. But I do love the idea of a podcast that goes over each episode of a series, one at a time, basically breaks down, talks for a few minutes about it, maybe make jokes, talk with other people and see what they thought about it, see how things have changed over the course of the series. So if you could, if you've looked at the thumbnail, obviously, and I think you must have to click into this video, I'm going to be doing one for Star Trek The Next Generation, which is one of my favorite shows growing up. It's not the best show, obviously. But it brings into the whole debate about whether... I get into a lot of arguments with people about whether they understand that there's a difference between favorite and best. Not one of the best shows, but it is one of my favorites. I've seen every episode many, 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 many times. It started way back when I was just a wee tot, sitting on my grandpappy's knee. And my grandfather used to actually love this show. I don't know why. I don't think he was an original Star Trek fan, but he loved this one. And every time we'd go over to his or my grandparents' house, we'd spend the night or something, me and my sister, I would find him watching Star Trek The Next Generation at like 7 o'clock at night. I'm pretty sure it was on at 7. It was syndicated, the show. That's kind of one of the unique things about it. So it was on different channels, different times, I think. It was unique for a series to be in syndication back when it came out. But anyway, I guess we can talk about that later on in another episode. This is just an introduction. But I used to watch them with my grandfather, and I grew to love this show. I liked all the Star Treks, for the most part. I couldn't get into the original series. I liked DS9. DS9 is probably a better show than Next Generation, but Next Generation is where my heart is as far as this material is concerned. I love the cast of characters. I didn't love all the movies, but I enjoyed the movies. I think this has the best cast out of all the Star Treks. I think it stands atop the hill as sort of the... it was like that weird time. It was, as you'll see in the early episodes, the old-style TV making is a big part of it, and it gradually moved into something more modern by the time it was canceled, or not canceled, but by the time it ended. And it's interesting to watch. It has like this best of both worlds, to quote an episode title, of old-school TV and new-school. And I really enjoy it. It's something that you don't find much in TV nowadays, where you can just watch a drama show that doesn't really require you to tune in each week. It's like craft beer at this point. I'm getting a little bit tired of serialized dramas that I have to like tune in every week, and it's heavy and nothing goes on. It's sometimes you just want to kick back with one of the Law and Orders or an episode of Star Trek and enjoy a show for what it is. So I am going to be doing a couple episodes a week. I'm thinking two episodes a week, so we'll get through this in a year, but it'll give me plenty of motivation to get through a year. It'll be interesting to see how it starts and stops. So I'll be doing two episodes a week, talking about each episode, going in chronological order, starting with Encounter at Farpoint, which is the pilot, which came out in 1987, I believe. Let me check. Yes, it is 1987. And it premiered to 27 million viewers. That is an insane number. The most critically acclaimed shows now, I think, don't go past like 4 million on their best days. So it premiered to 27 million. And it's the two-hour pilot called Encounter at Farpoint. And the show ran for 178 episodes, and it ended with All Good Things, ... And that's the title of the episode, All Good Things, ... Ellipses, I guess. And that ended in May 23rd, 1994. So it ran for... It ran for a good 7 years, 7 seasons, whole bunch of episodes, 178, and I'm going to try to get through all of them. So, just this is an intro explanation episode, I guess. I'm not going to really start about Farpoint. Farpoint's episode will go up in a few days. I think I'll stick with like a Tuesday, Thursday schedule, we'll see. And, but yeah, I'm hoping to bring in friends, maybe other people who like the show would want to hang out and to be weird and talk in this sort of YouTube video function about Star Trek The Next Generation. Yeah, inspired by X-Files files, so hopefully I'll be able to live up to X-Files files, the quality there, and the interest. I was listening to a few podcasts about Star Trek just to sort of get ready for what I was planning to do with this, and I think they're all. I like the show enough where it's all interesting to me, so hopefully people who listen to this are equally as interested in the show. One of my favorites. So now I just have to work on recruiting friends and family to go in on this with me and sit around a microphone and talk about these silly episodes that eventually turned into something pretty great, but having watched these first couple episodes of the first season, things do not start off well. So we'll catch up soon. We'll get to that beautiful, critically acclaimed third season in a month or two, I would think. About a month. So if you you want to tune in then. But until then, a couple episodes a week. Thank you guys for listening, and I hope you enjoy the series Star Trek The Next Generation, which I'm going to be going into. Penske watches Star Trek The Next Generation. I have to come up with a better title. But until then, so I thank you guys again for listening, and I will see you in a couple days with the first episode, Star Trek The Next Generation, Encounter at Farpoint. See ya.